The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now we're joined by one of the greatest talents in News Talk. I love to slag him. Simon Tierney is here, and he's going to talk about the Irish American History Project. So it was announced during the festivities in St. Patrick's Day last week in Washington, D.C. Congress group said, what about establishing a National Museum of Irish American History? And this month is all about that celebration of the culture. The idea, according to those behind the project, is to allow millions of Americans to learn about Irish American culture and honour those who've made an impact in the United States. But who exactly should be honoured in such an institution? Simon joins me now. So, first of all, give us a little more detail on the proposal itself.
Well, Ivan, I'm sure you're well aware of this bipartisan collective of congressmen in DC called the Friends of Ireland Caucus. And it was actually set up in the early 80s by the likes of Tip O'Neill, well-known Irish Americans, Ted Kennedy, etc., with the aim of supporting peace in Northern Ireland. But last week, the caucus announced that they're introducing legislation to commission a study into the feasibility of a museum of Irish American history. So potential locations, funding, how it would be curated, etc.
But is this kind of something like Irish Week, Paddy's Day? Is it pie in the sky or is there a precedent for something like this other immigrant communities in the US?
Well, there is, because last year, for example, just last year, there was a museum of Italian American history set up on Mulberry Street in Manhattan. So there is a clear precedent for something like
that. So what's the philosophy behind it? Is it to celebrate people who built things or is it to celebrate politicians?
Well, that's a good question. So Brian Fitzpatrick, one of the congressmen, he said at the launch of the project, as a proud Irish American, I know the inspiring story of the Irish in America is not just one of people seeking a new home. It's the story of a people helping to build one. Now, as soon as I read that, Ivan, I thought of the 2002 song, The Hands That Built America, which, of course, was written by U2 for the Martin Scorsese movie, The Gangs of New York, if you remember that one with...
Yeah, it was pretty gruesome.
Amazing movie with Daniel Day-Lewis, and it tells this exact story.
So, obviously, in the 20th century, there was different waves of migration. So we have these visions of these people, you know, really being cheap labour, but some of them actually did very well.
Well, absolutely. And it was when I was researching Grace Kelly's Irish roots, the famous Hollywood actress and future Princess of Monaco, I came across the extraordinary story of her dad, Ivan, a man by the name of John B. Kelly. He was the son of Mayo immigrants himself. And he's probably best known as a triple Olympic medalist in rowing, Paris in 1924 being the last one. But a less known side to him is his bricklaying empire, which he started in 1919 in Philadelphia, and it actually made him a millionaire.
So Grace Kelly returned in the 60s. Famous visit.
Very famous. She came as Grace of Monaco, a royal wife of Prince Rainier III in 1961. And she was this sort of, you know, Oscar-winning, freshly minted princess. And she received this huge welcome here in Dublin. And she went to Mayo as well. And hundreds of people turning out to see her arrival at the Gresham Hotel on O'Connell Street.
3 hours late, but still smiling, Princess Grace and Prince Rainier of Monaco are welcomed at Dublin Airport by their Honorary Consul General, Lord Killannon, and Sean Limass, Premier of the Irish Republic. And the weather can't damp the welcome, for this is ERA's first royal visit in 40 years. Princess Grace, of course, is practically regarded as coming home. But Dublin's also glad to honour the prince who had the good sense to marry a Kelly. First call for the princess, whose family came from County Mayo, where all good Kellys come from, is, of course, on President de Valera. The father of Irish republicanism meets them at the door of his official residence, where he presents his wife. The Rainiers came to Ireland for a second honeymoon, but with all Ireland wanting to see them, it looks like being a pretty crowded one.
Okay, Simon, now, in terms of other big names, who else do you think should feature in this Irish-American museum?
Right, you just want me to mention JFK, don't
I do.
You? But I'm not going to give you the pleasure.
No,
the story is just too well known.
I read your script. And
you were very upset.
I actually don't believe it. He's done 10 pages of this, and the most famous family from Dungannstown in Euros, JFK, doesn't get a look in with you.
Just because it's Wexford, I'm not going to mention it. Now, for star power, we're going to turn away from JFK because his story is far too well known, and we're going to look at the Hollywood Irish again. Walt Disney's grandfather, did you know this, Ivan?
I didn't.
Was Keppel Disney, born in Freshford, County Kilkenny in 1832, and then the family emigrated to North America. But Walt himself was deeply connected to his Irish heritage. And he actually travelled to Dublin with his wife Lillian in 1946 for a research trip for a movie ostensibly about Irish folklore, which infamously ended up actually being about leprechauns, whisper it, much to the dismay of the Irish Folklore Commission. It was his 1959 movie Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
So Walt Disney himself, did he return here? Did he meet heads of state, famous people?
Yeah, it was interesting. He had meetings not just with President Sean T. O'Kelly at the Arras, but with De Valera too. Have a listen to this.
Mr. Walt Disney's visit to Ireland has naturally aroused a lot of interest. He's seen here with President O'Kelly, next to whom is Mrs. Disney, then Mrs. O'Kelly and Professor DeLarge. And, of course, Mr. Disney visited Mr. De Valera, who was no doubt able to put him on the track of what he was looking for, leprechauns. Everyone, in fact, Mr. De Valera, the professor and the president, everyone, I'm sure, was ready with help and advice. But I'm afraid the only leprechaun we contrived to film was this model presented to the Disneys. My dictionary says a leprechaun is a small brownie that helps Irish housewives. Well, there may be some in Ireland, but obviously not in Britain.
Right, so you're delving into people that are less likely. So beyond Walt Disney, one of the ones you've come up with that I've never heard of is Mother Jones. Was she a reverend mother?
No, she wasn't. This was a moniker that she got after she became famous in the early 1900s. It's an extraordinary story, Ivan. And a museum has to be about finding the forgotten voices of the Irish Americans. And I think that of Mary Harris, or Mother Jones, is one that would have to be told. She was born in Cork in 1837, but her family was forced to relocate to North America during the famine, like hundreds of thousands of other families. And she went on to marry a union organiser in Memphis, but she suffered an unimaginable tragedy in 1867 when he, her husband, and their four children all perished together in a yellow fever epidemic that year. But amazingly, this loss didn't diminish her ambition at all.
But she subsequently became radicalised.
Yeah, she agitated for workers' rights during the Great Railroad Strike of 1877. And she gave these impassioned speeches advocating for labourers' wages rights. And she was later, in fact, put on trial in 1902. And the reason she was put on trial was because she flouted a ban on public meetings of striking miners. And the judge described her as, quote unquote, the most dangerous woman in America. This was an Irish woman in America. And ultimately, her most important legacy was her work to highlight the abuse of child labour laws in her new home. And her activism even inspired the legendary country singer Gene Autry to write the song The Death of Mother Jones after her passing in the 1930s.
I assume it's going to be in Washington, D.C., but I would have thought New York or L.A. or Las Vegas. They have all types of different museums. Where is it likely to go?
I think it's most likely to be in New York. That's where the Museum of Italian American History is, and we would have to be near our Italian brothers and sisters.
Okay, well, taking a break from the shopping basket on the hard shoulder, onto the serious topic of celebrating Irish American culture. Simon Tierney,
thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.